By now you've heard no less than 3 diverse accounts of the birth of Jesus. Encounters with angels and shepherds with wise men. You've heard several songs in equally diverse styles pointing to the truth of Jesus as they sang the storyline of the gospel. That word gospel, my friend, means literally good news. And this is the true meaning and purpose to this season that is upon us. Now, I'm not from the so-called word of faith or the wealth and prosperity camps of Christianity. Those name it, claim it, take it home and frame it, folks. I'm much more interested in spreading the wealth that endures forever. The kind of wealth that moth and dust does not corrupt. And I mention this because I want to share a thought or two with you concerning the spoken word of God. I may not be a riches and money prosperity type preacher, but I understand and respect the power of the spoken word. And with that in mind, I want to draw your attention to just a few of the spoken words that we've heard from the various accounts of the birth of Jesus so far. In particular, I want to recall the words spoken from the multitude of angels as they appeared to the shepherds. In fact, I'll read this passage again just to set the stage for what it is that I believe God has for you to understand and be blessed by this Christmas season. I read from Luke chapter 2, starting with verse 8. And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said to them, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And then they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Here's the focus of our Christmas message, my friend. From the multitude of the heavenly host that was praising God, they made a proclamation covering the entire earth that night. And they said, of course, "Glory to God in the highest." And then they spoke a blessing that is tied to this event of the birth of the baby Jesus. Listen closely. Next they said, "On earth, peace, goodwill toward men." This is a life-giving proclamation, the very release of an eternal blessing for each and every person ever born, if only we will grab it, hold on to it, and accept it by faith. Now, I'd imagine that right about now, I might even be winning back the attention of a few of the Word of Faith folks as I make this statement that we need to grab hold of this spoken blessing, this proclamation, accept it, and walk in it by faith. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And I might add, goodwill toward the ladies too, because this word "men" here is actually a gender neutral identifier. Now, the obvious blessing to hold on to here is this: the good news of the arrival of Jesus, the Savior, the one who was born sinless and would go on to live a sinless life, only to give it up on that tree as he would be nailed to it and killed to pay the price for your sin and mine. In fact, your sin, my sin, mankind or womankind, doesn't matter. I just want to make sure that we spread the whole gospel here. God took the form of a man to die for everyone. And that's the obvious thing that we need to grab a hold of and walk in faith with. Now, the less obvious thing that is a direct result of receiving the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as the angels delivered it that night, is this: the words "peace on earth and goodwill toward men." It has an inherent power contained within it for everyone who will reach out and grab it, hold on to it, and walk in it by faith. That is, simply believe without doubt. I'm convinced that these words were directed by our Creator God, And the instructions were to sing it out as a complete proclamation over the earth. It wasn't just for the shepherds as they stood there, weak and wobbly-kneed at the sight of those angels. It wasn't just a group of words for them to carry on down to Bethlehem, which they did, by the way, I have no doubt. Verse 17 tells us as plain as the nose on your face, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. Well, what was the saying? Well, hey shepherds, here's some good news. Unto us is born a Savior. You'll find him down in Bethlehem, wrapped up in a manger. Glory to God, peace on earth, and goodwill towards men. That's the complete word, the full proclamation. Do you get it? Do you have it? I'm not talking about the head knowledge of Christmas. I'm not talking about the head knowledge of the Christmas story here. I'm talking about this spoken word of blessing, this proclamation of peace on earth and goodwill toward other people. Well, let's see. Let's start with the proclamation of peace on earth. It would seem on the surface to be somewhat paradoxical that these angels would be bringing a proclamation of peace to the earth, while later on Jesus made it clear that there would be wars and rumors of wars right up to the time of his returning in the clouds for his true followers. Now it must mean something else besides this notion of a world where we all just get along. This proclamation of peace that these angels made by divine directive that evening is entered into on a partial basis by people all over this great country of ours each year right around the Christmas season. People enter into a renewed spirit of gentleness, peacefulness, and, well, just good feelings in general. Folks will become less argumentative. I'm speaking about people as a whole here, by the way. We all know someone who becomes more crotchety during Christmas and Easter than any other time of the year, and for any event of happiness and celebration. So please don't misunderstand me. Those folks will always be with us. But folks do become less argumentative on the whole, less prone to be quite so self-centered, and perhaps a little less apt to unload a verbal assault upon an individual who may well deserve a word or two for their actions. For all you drivers, this Christmas spirit of peace might equate into just a few less expletives directed at the four-wheeler who just rushed past you so that he could jump over in front of you, hit their brakes to keep from overshooting the off-ramp that's right in front of both of you. I know, I haven't been out of a truck for that long. But you all know what I'm talking about here. Truck drivers and non-truck drivers alike. There is a spirit about the season, a spirit of peace and a spirit of goodwill toward others. People who won't look you in the eye or hold a door open for you 11 other months of the year will all of a sudden be kind. You see, that spoken proclamation was meant to cover, as it was stated, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. So do you have it? If you do, what version do you have? The temporary holiday version or the all-year-long peace in my heart version? This peace on earth is connected to your heart condition, my friend. This peace on earth has nothing to do with a temporary stay of military operations in a time of war that happens to overlap into the Christmas season. This peace brought to us by the Prince of Peace himself is a heart condition. This peace, it's a heart condition that sets a person at ease from the concerns of where their soul will rest after the spirit leaves this temporary home inside of this body of flesh. The lack of this peace is the very reason for those who are without it to go around, to be at war, to be crotchety all the time, to live out lives in angry desperation. They have souls that are trying to find peace, and their spirits trying to let them know that wealth and possessions is simply not filling up that incredible empty hole inside of them. Neither is the gambling or the sex and pornography or the drugs and the alcohol or any other vice that we humans hold on to for fulfillment, entertainment, and distraction from the real matters of the soul. Peace on earth happens in the hearts of individuals, one at a time. But time is not on our side when we're running away from a right standing relationship with God. Jesus took the time to come to earth and do what was needed to be done in order to make it possible for you and I to get on the right side of time, the eternity side of time. Hey, let's not fool ourselves into another year of New Year's resolutions to become a better person. It's not going to happen like that. You're still going to be angry inside, and you're still not going to have that peace, my friend. Not until you grab a hold of this proclamation. Here's the good news. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. He's the Savior, your Savior. Right now, this moment, if you grab hold of Him, walk in a daily faith that your sins are forgiven, and then your soul will begin to reward you with true peace on earth, no matter what kind of wars are going on all around you. I want to close these thoughts off with the words of Jesus from John 14. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Wherever you are at, whatever you are doing, if you will invite Jesus to enter into your life, no matter how broken, no matter how much you have messed it up, He will grant this peace to you, and you will have finally come home to the true meaning of Christmas. Merry Christmas, my friend.